Good morning, welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday the 16th of June. Quickish one, get it out of the way. Just run through Ascot for you. Obviously the golf starts today, can't wait. Rumours that Spieth may, I think he is going to tee it up, but he went left the range with food poisoning yesterday. See my radar falling. Hovland can't get it out the rough, Spieth throwing up. But they do think he's, reports this morning are, they do think he is going to tee it up. He's got an early tee off time. Andy Richmond posted us the pin positions this morning. Some of those look absolutely brutal. Really interesting. I do genuinely love this tournament. I know I'm in the minority. But it will be interesting to see how the course plays. I'm out golfing today and myself, funnily enough, and then I've got Zooms this evening, so I won't get to watch much of it until after they finish, but I'll watch the late action tonight and get a feel for it, and then we will see where we go tomorrow morning. But I'm really looking forward to it. See how Bojo's standards ethics advisor has gone. Apparently the statement he made was a couple of lines, the letter he wrote was cutting. That's the second one. Plus the old standard Zari's gone. He went a while back. I think when these things start happening, once might be a bit of a fluke, but you start to you got to start questioning, haven't you? I know the diehards just won't see it. It's like this. This Rwanda thing. I've had a couple of emails on that, messages. You do make me laugh. It's just the lack of understanding. Honestly, we've got to start doing something before we let some people vote. The confusion between the EU and the European Court of Human Rights. It's absolutely nothing to do with it. We set up the European Convention of Human Rights. It was Churchill's vision, Boris's hero, Churchill's vision. Only two European countries aren't in it, Russia and Belarus. So that's the sort of company you want to put yourselves in when we say leave it, because all of a sudden we don't like these people because they don't look and talk like us. It's like me going to Real Madrid as an English football fan. And I've been a football fan for 45 years. I've never had a fight at a football match. I've never laid a finger on anyone. But I go to Real Madrid or the Liverpool fans going to France. And because we're English football fans, we must be hooligans. That's the sort of attitude we adopt with these people. Oh, they must be bad news. 99.9% of them are fine. And they do not have a legal passage to asylum in this UK. It is as simple as that. If you are getting bombed in Yemen by Syria... Saudi Arabia, sorry, and you're getting bombed and you may have some heritage link to the UK and want to come to the UK, or you may speak English, there is no legal route for you to do it. Simple as that. And if we set that up, then you can kill this all in one stone and you can process people properly, let in the people you can do the right checks, and the ones you can't, then you can send them back. But set up a proper system to do it. It is that simple. And all the shit about why don't they stop in France, this, that and the other, that is just it's a non-argument. Some of them want to come for the UK, not for money reasons. These other European countries have far more beneficial monetary systems than we do. They want to come for the right reasons. There's absolutely tons of stuff out there explaining this, but we are just driving. What annoys me about it, and I fully understand the immigration problem, I get some people's concerns, but we've got a million job vacancies, hospitality industry needs work, farmers need workers, NHS needs workers, care homes need workers. We've got a million people. We could get some of these people who are decent and train up in legal routes, and you would stop it almost immediately. Not fucking a gimmick of flying a plane to Rwanda to appeal to a bunch of racists. It's absolute fucking nonsense. And anyone, I'll ask again, I've had messages from intelligent people. Anyone who wants to come on and debate this and talk me through it, let's do it. Let's have a pod. I think you should talk about these things. I think the ignorance is fucking staggering. Absolutely staggering racist ignorance. And that's what it boils down to. Look at the numbers. We take far less asylum seekers than France, Germany. And imagine if France said, we don't want any. Why don't they stop in Germany? And Germany said, why don't they stop in Italy? And Italy, it would just all back up and everybody. And eventually you've just got an absolute humane disaster. And it's I fully understand the concerns of it. It was a massive part of Brexit, whatever people say. But it's this just time. Oh, they're fucking wrong'uns. They don't look like me. They don't talk like me. They must be fucking wrong'uns. Of course there's some wrong'uns. I'm not saying they're not. But it's a tiny, tiny percentage. Just like when we go and watch a football match, it is a tiny percentage of idiots. But they're the ones who end up on the front of the newspapers and the ones that people shout about. And then people like me who go to watch football get tarnished with it or smacked with a baton just for the fact that I'm English and I'm going to watch a football match. It is exactly no different to that. But we blow it out, and this calling lawyers, you know, out, it's absolutely disgraceful what they're doing. Boris and fucking Patel and Raab, just trying always to drive a divide to shore up one man whose own fucking standards advisor, the second one, has fucked off. And the reason he's fucked off is because the man is a fucking unfit for office and those around him are just fucking liars, all of them. Fucking bollocks to it. Right, Ascot, where are we? It's only going to be a short one. Ascot. We got the Bear home yesterday. I mean, it hasn't been great. I'm not going to say shows you how difficult it is. Very competitive. But the one I did say would have been my bet of the day. I was out to lunch yesterday. I did a poll on delivery of coffee on Twitter. Something I knew nothing about. I'll elaborate on that in the pod tomorrow. I genuinely didn't know that was a thing, that you could get a Starbucks delivered. But there's a broader story around that, so we'll do that tomorrow. Right, Ascot, let's get going. Really hot day today, guys. Drink plenty of water. Even Ascot have said if you're going, you can take your own drinks in. I'm taking plenty out on the golf course. It's dangerously hot today for us folk who don't see a lot of this weather. And Sam's better now, thank you for those of us. She's back on the mend. She didn't eat for about 5-6 days. I was getting a bit weak, but she's all tidied up and better now. So all good stuff. Right, where are we? Ascot, let's go. Right, the 2:30. Ryan Moore's mount, the Antarctic. Back the Antarctic in the 2:30 at Ascot. 3:05. Again, Ryan Moore, Newfoundland. Like that. Wynnum Place. One at a big price is Inverness, at a big price, 48, win and place. And I think you should have a saver if you're going to back those two. Have a saver on the favourite post-impressionist, who should run its race. So Newfoundland, big price Inverness, and a saver on post-impressionist at the 19 runners. That's the 3:05. 3:40, Sea Silk Road looks to have an obvious chance, but I've had word for this and I think it should be shorter. Life of Dreams, William Buick's mount. I think we're going to see a good run from Life of Dreams, so perhaps back Life of Dreams. If this was me doing it, I'm just going to tell you I'd have a decent bet on Life of Dreams with a saver on Sea Silk Road. But Life of Dreams, I think, is overpriced, and we should see a good run out of that today, hopefully. But bear in mind, we haven't been firing on all the cylinders. Had a couple of go across the line yesterday in a place, but nothing to be leaping up and down at. 4:20 again. Pretty straightforward, obvious for me. I think Kyprios, Ryan Moore, looks a fantastic horse, looks a good stayer. Ran well in Ireland. Obviously, you've got Stradivarius there with Frankie, which I think will get the sort of sentimental punters out. But I think Kyprios will prove too good for Stradivarius today. I think Tashkhan may run well at a big price, but I think Kyprios looks the one here. Ryan Moore's Kyprios in the 4:20 at Ascot. Good bet, 4:20 Kyprios. 5:00. Looks a good day again today. 5:00. James Doyle, a jockey. I really like James Doyle. Tranquil Night. Wynnum Place, Tranquil Night, and Buick's Mount, again, King of Time, which is currently 7.4 favourite. So Tranquil Night and King of Time. Decent bets each way. Tranquil Night, King of Time. All at your own peril. Remember, when I say decent bet, doesn't mean go and reach into your wallet. 5.35, Ascot, Reach for the Moon. Frankie, odds on 1.45, probably wins. I won't have a bet in the race, but just one for the notebook, really. One, just watch that race and let it play out, unless you want to back 1.45 shots. But it missed the Derby, this horse, but it should account for itself today. 5.35, Reach for the Moon. And 6.10, Montasib, I've had good word for as well. Tom Marcond, favourite Montasib, 5.1. And one I liked was Star of Orion, which is 17.5. on the machine, Star of Orion. So, Star of Orion each way. with Montasib. Yeah, there you go. So, I'll do the run through again. The Antarctic in the first, Newfoundland, Inverness in the 305, Post Impressionist as a saver, Life of Dreams with Sea Silk Road as a saver in the 340, 420 Kiprios wins it, 5 o'clock Tranquil Night and King of Time, 5.35 Reach for the Moon, but no bet, just watch it win. And the 6.10 Star of Orion and Montasib. As always, at your own peril if following. Golf will go in the Telegram room tomorrow morning. As I say, really looking forward to that. Looking forward to playing with the boys today. I don't know, I haven't played for ages, so I've no idea what way the ball's going to go. Playing with Sagsy and Kev doesn't really matter, does it? Have a lovely day, and enjoy the sun, but don't get burnt. Plenty of water, plenty of lotion, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow. A couple of bits of feedback of yesterday's pod. The technical stuff, as always, I'll cover in the next one. As I said, I didn't think it was a great one, but any feedback, welcome. It just helps me cover things going forward, that's all. But a couple of you said it was okay, so that's fine. Right, have a lovely Thursday. Good luck to all the racing punters at Ascot. Hope your day goes well. Andy, Peter, Webb, people like that. Hope you all have a lovely time. And I will be back with you tomorrow.